Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we have various guests come on the show to help us as Avon representatives take our Avon representative business to the next level. And as you know, we have various speakers come on the show to help us as Avon representatives. They could be life coaches, business coaches, Avon representatives like yourself, or district managers. So today, not being a stranger to our show, we have John Waller, and I am going to plug him in. Just 1 second, see if I can find him. John?
Found. You got me. You found me in my box.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. As you know, we had a snowstorm, actually, again this week. Yeah, and where I'm at, it's still snowing.
I talked to somebody in Chicago, I guess, about 35 minutes ago, and I guess they got like 21 inches away from the lake yesterday, so it's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the lake effect,
Well, they say 'tis the season.
For you guys, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's the sunny weather where you are?
You don't even want to know. I mean, it's beautiful. It's like sunny. Was it today's Monday? Yeah, it was beautiful and sunny yesterday, and no jacket. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, got to go out half an hour and go hit the stairs again. 6 o'clock. So it's all good here. Yeah. Yep.
So when the weather is really bad like it is here today, what should we do as Avon representatives? What can we do and still keep our business alive?
Well, that's a really great question. I love that. That's a terrific question. Well, so if it was me, if, I guess my head goes to like if I was in Chicago where I was for 15 years, it just becomes a snow day. It just becomes a great counting the phone day, like from 8 to 6 during golden time. It's a great time to not do goal planning, not do busy work. It's a great time to get busy on the phone. You can do your emails and stuff at night when you can't be talking to somebody. I mean, that's what I do is I got a bunch of notes here I need to plug into my contact manager from notes I made during the calls rather than I haven't put the people into the contact manager yet because they're new from a trade show I did a week and a half ago. So I've got notes written down on these little cards, to-do lists. And so those people are going to go in tonight after I come back from my stair climbing. They're going to go in my contact manager, and I'm going to send them out emails because I can't talk to them. I can't talk to anybody tonight. I could call now 6 o'clock. I could be calling people in Hawaii, but I'm going to be plugging people in my contact manager as well as sending out emails at night. So from 8 to 6, you want to be contacting people that you can talk to about buying additional products, finding out if they want to become a rep, finding out who they know who being a rep might fit. Somebody just had a baby. Maybe they're 2 months away from having a baby. They just bought a new car. They just bought a new house. They might be injured. They might be recovering from surgery. You want to create in your mind a list, a rotating list of who's a good candidate to do the business, to do the deal. You know, something that's if you're homebound. You know, if you've got, if somebody's a caretaker. So if somebody's a caretaker, and let's say somebody does that part time, and that they take care of a loved one or family member, they're going to have some time to work online or work on the phone because that the person they're taking care of, Pat, is sleeping. They're sleeping or whatever it is they're doing. There's downtime. So, you know, it goes back to what you asked about, you know, what would you do on a snow day? Contact people that are snowbound. And just imagine they're snowbound every day. Because this business, this isn't a business about touching people necessarily. It's, I mean, in person, right?
Right.
It's exactly right. Yours is a business of reaching out and touching people over the phone or by email. Or here's my website. Check out the. You've got Valentine's. Valentine's is 12 days out.
Yeah.
This is your peak season. I mean, what, Valentine's, Christmas, birthdays. But Valentine's, my gosh, it's just, it's right around the corner. So don't be doing the woe is me stuff. I mean, just be jumping all over it. And you got 24 golden hours to just, to rock this thing.
That is so true. One of the things I did today, I was expecting UPS and they may still come. But what I did, I called all my customers and told them that their Western Union was here. I mean, not their Western Union. Their order was here, and that can I deliver it tomorrow instead of waiting until tomorrow and asking them can I deliver it.
So you actually go and deliver products to your customers.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
But you have an option. You could ship it, right? You could have it shipped, or you can deliver it.
They can go on our website and they can order, ask us, you know, to order it, and then we can make whatever kind of arrangement we want to make with them to get their orders. Most of the time, we deliver.
I think that makes a ton of sense if you have, because you're touching people on. You deliver it, you talk about it, you can cross-sell, upsell. It's a great time to say, you know, you buy a ton of this stuff from me, Susie. You know, have you ever thought about this being your own and buying from your own Susie Avon store? I mean, if I was touching someone like that, you know, I don't know how often they're buying from you, but that's what I would be doing, because I would either be asking them about it being their own business, or who do you know who could use an extra $577 a month, make it a crazy number.
Right.
And then she's going to say, well, I do. You could say something like, who do you know that $577 a month in extra, in additional income would make the difference between them having spats with their spouse or, you know, things being a lot better or things not being so tight every month? And she's going to be thinking about the top five people she texts to in her phone, she's contacted with on Facebook on her phone, or she's going to go, oh, gosh, Pat, that sounds like me. Oh, really? Okay. Then you just shift. You don't have to pound on her, but you're nurturing.
Right.
You nurture her. You nurture her into the business, just a step at a time, a day at a time.
Right.
I think that's terrific that you guys deliver. That makes a ton of sense, unless it's like a blizzard, you know. I just think that makes all the sense in the world to be doing that.
And what some Avon representatives do when they deliver, they try to make the most of their delivery. So they may take their books and paper that area, that community on that day, that particular area.
It's the old thing. That's the only thing that in sales, it's like, you know, you go see somebody, you see the person to the left of them, to the right of them, and across the street. So, yeah. So you said paper the area. Is that what you said, or pay for paper? Pat. Pat. Okay, there you are. All right, so what did you say you do when you go deliver? Do you paper somebody's area? Or you
we call it papering, but what we do, we actually put our brochures, our old brochures in the doors of people who live in that area.
I love that. I mean, do you have a goal? Do you have a goal of how many papers you put out?
In my community, which is all homes, usually if I do a block, it's about 60 books.
Really? I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So is there a way that you can follow up with those people besides just doing hitting those 60 papers? Can you follow up with those people?
Unfortunately, no. No.
There's a thing called a Haynes directory we used to use a million years ago at the library. And it's kind of a reverse directory, which would give you maybe the names of the people. I don't know.
It's called what? What's it called again?
The Haynes directory, H-A-I-N-E-S, the Haynes directory. Mm-hmm. It was a reverse directory, yeah. And you could kind of get the names of people. Now, it might have been just for business, but I think you could get the names of the people. But people, yeah, I think that's a good idea to check that out. But there's got to be a way that you can follow up with the work you're doing, that you're with the seeds that you're laying down. It's like in the Bible, as you sow. So you're sowing, but there's no way for you to reap from that.
Right, exactly. You know, it's just a one-off. And now I have got, you know, because Avon represents this come and go, I personally, and again, I think this is the reason why so many Avon representatives do it, because I guess because they do have some success with it. I have actually had people call me and place an order because, you know, Avon representatives come and go. You know,
right.
You have a person who don't have contact with their representative for many reasons.
They're an orphan.
Exactly. And it could be because of the fact that Avon representative is no longer doing it, or the person who was buying it from my job and she's no longer at that job anymore and she doesn't know.
That's terrific. I think everybody that you sell something to, you deliver it and you touch 50 to 75 people every single time you deliver that puppy. I think you just look at the numbers. Oh my God, it's just, that's awesome.
Yeah. And what some, you know, reading what other people do, I've read that some Avon representatives, they take like a little caddy. I just ordered one for myself, and so mine was coming in this order. They take with them a little caddy, and in the caddy it has full of items, so that once they get to the person's home, you know, they have this caddy, they may have a skin so soft, they may have a lotion, they may have a hand cream, you know, things
right.
that they can upsell on the spot.
Absolutely. You never want to sell from an empty basket.
It's so true.
I mean, I've been doing this like forever. Like, you know, if somebody wants something from me, I have to have access to the internet. I can email them an agreement. I've got hard copies with me. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I was at a trade show with 23,000 car dealers a week and a half ago in San Francisco. I had my agreements with me. Are you kidding? And because of that, I pretty much doubled my business. I came up with an idea of talking to somebody that something that would be really impactful to the car dealers. And so we came up with an additional product that is just going to, like, take our business to the next level this year. Because you never know. You always have to have your radar on. You just never know. You know, so that's something else that talking about that, like on a snow day, like this is kind of like not really talking about that, but excuse me, I think we've talked about TM before, which is an acronym, reverse trade show marketing. So if the ladies are, you know, at a trade show, it's a great place. You don't want to be selling people the trade show. They call that, they actually have a name for that. It's called suitcasing, okay?
Mm.
But what you do want to do is you want to get business cards from people. So like a great place, I don't know if we talked about this before, but like a home show is a great place because they typically have those three or four times a year. And it's a great place. You get business cards from that home show, right? And you contact those people later. Now, you know, for buying product, because they all have faces, you know, they all have skin. Okay, most people,
right?
They're possible customers, but they, you know, if they're doing something on the weekend, chances are people that are working in a trade show, these are the types of personality that want a secondary income, because they're talking to a lot of people. They've got 500 to 1,000 people on LinkedIn or Facebook. I think November, December, I hit 10,000 plus people on LinkedIn. I know a couple of people. You know, I know one or two people. I've got a zillion people on my phone. You know, just, you never know. So it's about reaching out. So the reverse trade show marketing is you get the business cards from people, send them an email, you know, talk to them, set up a coffee meeting. You just never know. You don't have to necessarily pound them to be in the business, but you could find out if they're a good referral source. You know, who do you know who might be interested in an extra $577 a month? Again, it might be them, but I'm a real proponent of using the third-party approach, because the third-party approach makes it easier on you. It makes it easier on them.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we're doing, and I'm glad you brought this up about who do you know, one of the things that we're doing, we're starting now, actually, because our order just went in, so this is the first day. We have a contest that we can win a laptop. And the way we can win the laptop is that we have to get between now and campaign 7. So that's like in the next 6 weeks, yeah. And those recruits have to place a $100 order now and pay for it. Now, the thing is, I'm personally at a loss because I don't know where to meet people. You know, it's the winter time. I mean, I do have an ad in the paper. I've had people called, and you know, but you know, nothing really happened.
You said I don't know where to meet people, and you said something. I couldn't hear that.
I had an ad in the newspaper. I also have an ad in the newspaper, and I've had people to call, but nothing really has come out of it.
All right, so all you need is 6 people that each order $100 a product to get a laptop.
Yeah, 8 people.
Okay, so it's not 6, it's 8?
8.
Okay, so you need 8 people. All right, so then the first thing I would do is I would get a piece of whiteboard, try and find or steal some whiteboards. Don't steal it, but I got a friend of mine that gave me a couple. Create is a goal board. I like they have for blood drives. It's like a thermometer. And
yes.
You've got 42 days. You've got 6 weeks. You said you've got 42 days to get 8 people.
Right.
Okay? And I mean, if somebody wants a laptop or needs a laptop, and the Avon company is going to give them a laptop for recruiting 8 people, then they just need to make it so they need to be up like 24/7 if they want a laptop because you've got to make it. That's your goal. The next, you can sprint 42 days. You know, you can't sprint 420 days, but 42 days is 6 weeks. You can sprint that puppy. All right. It's like I've got 55 days until my stair climb to the end of March in San Francisco, my next one. So I'm on a 55 day sprint to raise $445 to hit my goal. And so I've got the same kind of a thing on my website, that same thermometer deal. So you guys have 42 days. So you can break it down. So I would break it down, Pat, is you got 42 days to get 8 people. I would break it down like 2 people, 20, it's like 8, 4, 2 people every 2 weeks, something like that. You got to get 2 people every 2 week block. To get the 8 people by 42 days. And so you go to mixers, you meet people. You need to be having 6, 7, or 8 one-to-ones every week, phone calls in person to meet those people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an ad is the way, but you just have to reach out to people. You got to use LinkedIn, you got to use Facebook. You got to make it. It's a contest. You got to say, hey, I need your guys' help. I need 2 people in the next 2 weeks. I'm trying to find 8 people that want to do this deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do. And then I would be making phone calls. That was, I had some notes for tonight's call, which is kind of like it's, I'm like, you know, 600 seconds away from it being over, but, you know, that's what I would do is being on the phone, contacting people by the phone or by the internet.
Uh-huh.
And especially since you've got a goal, have a way to track it, whether it's your contact manager or it's your whiteboard. But since you've got 6 weeks, and that's why they have goals like that, is to see if certain people can sprint towards the end. So the one thing I came up with last year, at the end of last year, is you want to work every day like it's the last day of the week, and you've got a $5,000 bonus. And if you don't hit that $5,000 is gone.
Mm.
That's how you have to work. Now, in your case, okay, your lady's case, it's okay. You've got 42 days to work like a son of a gun, because that laptop's just going to blow away. It's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work every single day like there's a laptop sitting outside your door on the doorstep. And if you don't crush this thing, the laptop's gone. And you just have to think about that every single day. It has to be all-encompassing. And you got to think that way about your business every day, like the laptop's going to be gone or the $5,000 is going to be gone. Now, I might sound kind of eccentric or crazy, but that's okay. But that's how business is. You know, it's like life or business is like sudden death overtime in football.
Mm-hmm.
You have to play like it's whoever scores first is going to win the game. It's like yesterday, yeah. the Super Bowl almost came down to possible overtime.
Mm.
I mean, if they hadn't thrown that interception and scored or whatever, I thought they were going to score. I thought Seattle was going to score a touchdown, and then they'd be ahead by 3 points over New England, and then New England would drive it back down, and Brady would pull Joe Montana, and they'd get a field goal. And then we're in overtime. Life is just sudden death overtime, and that's how you have to look at it. Every day. Every single day. And so you guys have to get 8 people in 42 days. So you break it down. So 42 days, divide that in half, that's 20. Divide that in half, that's 10. So 2, 2, 2, 2. So you have to get 2 people. All right, every 10 days, you have to bring somebody 2 new people into your business. See the math? 8 people in 42 days is 2 new people every 10 days, Pat.
Every 10 days.
That's the math.
But, you know,
I would
suggest that people try even go beyond that goal. Just in case
just for this one. But it's one person every 5 days is what you have to have. And I would stack it. I want those people in 30 days. It's like this thing I'm doing with this stair climbing for American Lung Association. I had to have to qualify for this triple nickel award. It was like $555. I thought it was by yesterday, by the 31st. It was the 22nd, so I blew it by 9 days. But I still got it because I was relentless. That's all I was focusing on was $555 in donations by the 31st of January. I hit it. But I was wrong. It was supposed to be the 22nd. So it's a mindset. You just have to be all in. Whatever it is you're playing, you got to be all in. Now, it doesn't mean that the people in your life suffer and that you're just a raving maniac. No, I don't recommend that, because people are really, really important. Your relationships are everything. But when it's about being focused and having a goal that you got to go for, that's important. So you just have to break it down to the finite thing. So in this case, it's one person every 5 days. I would try to have those 8 people in 30 days. I want to have the thing done in 20 or 30 days. I just want to know that the laptop's in hand.
Right.
That's how I'm real competitive. It's just that way. It's just how I roll. whenever I've got a contest, get out of my way, because I'm coming. Yeah. Like there's 100 people on this list on this website. You can go see it. There's 100 people that are raising money for the American Lung Association. Well, one time I was number 10. Right now I'm like number 15 or number 16 out of 100.
Yeah.
And I didn't start raising money for this thing until like December. I started late. I'm one of the top 15 or 16 people out of 100, just because when I've got something I put my mind to, I'm a crazy person. I just go after it.
And that's how we all should be. We should just be competitive. Even if we have a contest just with ourselves. We can have a contest
make your
with
own.
Ourselves.
Why don't you make your own laptop contest? You know, it's like every 30 days there's five, because that's the money. It's like every 30 days there's $5,000 on the line. So imagine how you're going to work like a crazy person towards that. They don't have to put a laptop in front of you. You put it in front of you.
You're absolutely right.
That's just how it rolls. That's just how it rolls. You know, you just, like I said, I love that thing that I came up with last year was, you know, I was like 2 weeks to the end of the year, and I wasn't making it. I had to get this goal, and bam, I hit it. But it was tough. But it's like every day is sudden death overtime. Like, so this is February, today's Groundhog Day. It's February 2nd, okay?
Right.
And so you have to work today like it's the last week of December. That has got to be, you're talking about the snow, okay? So there's snow now. There's snow in December. The calendar doesn't care what it says, whether it's February or December. You've got to work like a son of a gun, just like this is the last week of the year. Like my goal, okay, I have a goal that I want to hit by the end of this year. Okay, I set it up so that goal I have to hit by Halloween. I moved it up 2 months because I don't want to be messing around with hitting that goal like I was the end of 2014, the end of 2015. I want to know it's in the bag. It's got to be in the bag 60 days before the end of the year. Because if I want to go on a cruise with my girlfriend or whatever it is I want to do, I've got the time and I've got the cash. I don't have to worry about hitting that. I want it in 60 days ahead of time. It's got to be done. So that means I've got to work some extra weekends or whatever or extra nights. Like tonight, you know, I get to come back from the stairs. I've got to put all these people in the contact manager and bang out a bunch of emails to people that I told I would send it. I can't go to bed. I can't put my head on the pillow until those emails are gone.
Right.
Because I set myself up for committing to those people. I will send it out tonight, and I have to. Because I don't know what. See, I call them my overnights. I love overnights because you wake up and you look at your phone and you look at for your emails. I want to see if there's an email that came in from somebody that said, "Okay, we're going to do business with you because you said you would do it." And you did, because most people don't hold their feet to the fire, Pat. They don't do the hard stuff. They want the easy way. Ain't no easy way. There is no easy street. You've got to make it happen.
You know, when an obstacle I find, you know, when I do get a recruit in, you know, Avon is unique. Pardon me, in the sense that. And I know a lot of people here are thinking this who listen to the show. We don't, you know, if you're not in leadership, Avon does not issue you a check. What happens is, if the depending where you fall on the scale, the sliding scale, that determines your percentage of what you earn from Avon. So, so if somebody buys something for $10 and you had a 40%, then you keep the $4, you put that in your pocket, and then you mail the $6 to Avon. So you actually get paid before Avon. So what I find with new recruits, they don't understand or see the money because is coming in piecemeal.
Okay. I'm on the same page. I'm on the same sentence of the same page. So then what your reps need to do, Pat, they need to do some envelope management. That $4 needs to go into a January profit envelope or a February 2015 profit envelope.
I like that.
They see that. Thank you. They got to see that sucker get compounded. It's got to go in the envelope.
Yes.
And then you're going to see that sucker get month. It's going to get massive.
I like that.
If it doesn't go in the envelope, then how can you see it? You got to see it grow. I mean, you guys have the golden opportunity because they're going to see the cash. They're going to see the simoleons grow in front of them. That's why Dave Ramsey talks about paying with cash, not paying with a credit card. when you take a Benjamin out of your wallet or your purse, which is a $100 bill, it hurts like heck.
Yeah.
Plastic has no pain. Okay? You go to when I go to Best Buy, Pat, it's like an alcoholic, okay, going in a liquor store. I go to Best Buy and I pull out a Benjamin out of my wallet to pay for something stupid that I probably got seven of already, okay?
Mm.
A charger for my phone or whatever it is. I'm a total geek, you know. When you internet geek, my picture's on the internet, and you Google geek, that's my picture out there. So it hurts a lot less using credit cards than it does a dollar bill or a $100 bill.
Mm. I like that. I really like that. I like the envelope. I like the envelope idea. So tell people when they start selling Avon to take the money, put it in the envelope.
Because if you do every sale you've got, that $4 goes in the envelope. You got 100 of those. 100 times $4. What is that? What's the math on that, Pat?
Yeah. Yeah.
400. That's $400 at my house in California. You do 1,000 of those a month. That's $4,000. That's a new car.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
That's a downstroke on a car. Yeah.
I like that. I think I'm gonna do that even for myself. Because sometimes you do kind of, because I had one girl, she actually stopped, she was faithful on the call, and she just stopped because she didn't see the money. And you're right.
Tom Cruise, show me the simoleons. Show me the money.
That's exactly right. Well, John, it is past 9 o'clock. This half hour goes so quickly with you. I have no idea. It's amazing.
I haven't even looked at my notes. I got all these notes. I guess these notes are like for March, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll do it in March. Okay, great. Well, it was great stuff today, though. Very good stuff.
Thank you.
And I'll talk to you. Be safe. Be well. And thank you so much.
You too.
You for my girlfriend with the BNI. She loved it.
Perfect. Great.
Thank you, Dan. Okay,
live long and sponsor.
Yes, thank you. Good night. Good night, everyone, and have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Try to do what John said. Try to get those two recruits. And,
do or do
and
not. There is no try. No, there is no try.
That's right. That's exactly right. Do
make
it. Just
make it so.
Do it.
Make it so.
Make it work. Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
AVS Media Demo.